Speaking with Sam Roberts, how are you doing today?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good. Where are you calling from?
From Montreal.
First of all, taking a look at your touring schedule, this Banff show is one of only about a dozen or so shows you're playing over the summer months. Was this lighter touring schedule a conscious choice?
We're coming to the end of the lifespan of this record. I think it's time for us to turn our attention to whatever the next chapter is going to be, and we've already kind of started working on a new record, and you know, obviously we want to be out there playing as much as possible, but at some point you kind of have to pull the plug and face the next challenge.
Can you share any details about the upcoming album you're working on right now?
Well, unfortunately there's not much to share. It's still in the very early days, and most of what exists is just a sort of sketch, kind of hope that lightning strikes at the right time, then you bottle it and try to craft something worthwhile.
Now, you're also playing in other markets that don't normally get serviced by bands of your caliber, like Tofino and Grand Cash. What is it about playing in those smaller markets that you enjoy?
I think this has been a sort of growing phenomenon for us over the last few years. It's almost the reverse. As your career progresses, or I like to say that it's progressing anyway, it sort of opens up to you in different ways. And one of them is that you have the opportunity to actually go off the beaten path a little bit, and yet people still want to see you play, and they know your music, and they're sort of aware of the history of the band and want to become part of that. And so we've sort of enjoyed in the last couple of years going off to parts unknown or previously unknown and filling in the map a little bit for us. Last year we were up in Lac La Biche, Alberta, and Kirkland Lake, Ontario, and all sorts of places, again, that I personally hadn't even heard of until I finally had a chance to go out there, and now I'm glad we did, because we'll probably go back again.
The first time I saw you guys, I was in the audience at at Rexall Place in Edmonton for the 2004 Juno Awards, and you guys totally cleaned up that year. You were the big stars of that show. Is that kind of award show recognition something you value?
It seems like a distant memory right now. So much has happened since then, and it's such a surreal moment at the time that it's hard to soak it quickly enough to actually enjoy it as it's happening. Of course, now in retrospect, I'd love to go back and just stand up there one more time and say, okay, you know, this is what this really means. This is the full weight of this moment. But they come and go so quickly, and then usually the next night you're back on the road and you're off playing another show, and you don't really have time to lap up the limelight for very long.
You're currently performing, and you recorded your most recent album, Collider, under the name Sam Roberts Band, rather than just Sam Roberts as in the past. Why the change?
I think the change is only perhaps of the people, you know, on the outside of the band, and even fans who've been following the band over a number of years, I think would have recognized that this is a five-man effort and not that of one person. And I think this was just meant to sort of make that official, put it in writing, so to speak, and let people know that, you know, there are other people's creative minds contributing to how these records get put together.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember where I read this, it was some years ago, but I think you said that you never really intended it to be just Sam Roberts. It was always about the band, but like, what's the story about how it just became Sam Roberts?
I think you hit the nail on the head. This was always supposed to be a band. I'd always played in a band before. I'd always just been a member of a band. It just so happens that at a time when our current band, had fallen to pieces, everybody went off and got jobs and had to sort of get serious about life for a few moments. That's when Brother Down hit the radio. I was sort of scrambling at that point to reassemble the pieces so that we could all kind of go on this ride together. Of course, I'd just stuck my name on the demo, Sam Roberts, because that's what it was at the time. You know, shortly after that, you know, we kind of got the guys back together and we started to really create an identity as a group of people again. But we'd already launched the ship, you know, under that name, so it was kind of hard to turn around at the time.
So who else makes up the Sam Roberts Band?
Well, on guitar, we have Dave Nugent. He's guitar and backing vocals. And on bass guitar, we have James Hall. On keyboards and backing vocals, Eric Ferrez. And on drums, Josh Traeger.
And what's your favorite way to interact with your fans?
What I enjoy the most is sort of being up there on stage and watching people singing back at me. We're really losing themselves in the moment, because that's where I'm headed when I get up on stage. It's not that I'm not conscious of where I am, but I'm sort of trying to break down the barrier between the people playing and the people experiencing the music. And so whenever I see that, I feel like the show is sort of going where it needs to go. I don't necessarily talk a whole lot. I don't go out of my way to sort of jump into the crowd. I used to do that quite a bit, actually. I think come to think of it. Yeah, I try to just let the music do the talking, really, and that's it.
You know, I have to ask, being a resident of Montreal, I'm just wondering if your life has been affected or if you've been involved in any of the protests that are currently taking place there.
It's certainly become a daily force in the life of the city, for sure. I haven't personally been marching in any of the protests, but it's definitely become a real driving force over the course of the past few months. So it's hard to say where it's headed at the moment.
Now, you're coming to Banff on June 23rd to play Performance in the Park, and opening up for you is Dan Mangan. Have you ever performed with him on the same bill before?
Oh, yeah, several times. Dan and I, we go ways back now, and I really enjoy his music, and he's a great performer. So just urge everybody to get out there nice and early and make sure that they get set up to see Dan. He's making some really great records right now.
Have you spent much time in Banff in the past?
I have. I've spent time prior to the band sort of making it an occasional touring stop. I've had friends out there, and on a few cross-Canada adventures I've always stopped in there and seen it from the eyes of an Eastern Canadian. It's a magical place. I just remember being completely awed the first time I set foot in the park and in the town itself, and just that feeling of how lucky people are to wake up to that every day.
Any particular memories or places that you like to go when you're here?
Well, our last few shows there have been really, really wild, really great shows, really wild shows. So I've been hanging out at that bar that we played at the last couple of times. But I have to say, the one time we came out on tour and we had a day off and got to go skiing, also managed to get in a little game of shinny at this really quiet little pond at the one end of town. That was magical. That was maybe the most beautiful setting for an outdoor hockey game that I've ever been a part of.
Excellent. It's a Performance in the Park with the Sam Roberts Band, June 23rd at the Cascade Gardens at the Parks Canada Admin Grounds. Tickets are available now through the Banff Centre box office or through Ticketmaster. Sam Roberts, thanks so much. It was a real pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me on. I look forward to seeing everybody out there.